Just the three of us. All right.
Just the three of us.
Yeah. So, yeah. Welcome to discussing Chapter 5 of the Batman Telltale series. I love it. I love it. Okay, so, Standen, I bet you're happy that it's finally Chapter 5.
Yeah. I was actually falling asleep during episode 5.
And episode 4, I could understand, but episode 5...
Like, I was struggling to stay awake during the whole fight with the Lady Arkham and...
Are you freaking kidding me? Like,
it was the most intense fight in the whole game.
Chris!
It was, but I was so bored.
Oh my god. Oh my goodness. Jeez Louise. Wow. Well, Franco, what did you think of Chapter 5?
Moving right along. Actually, I thought that fight scene was really good. Very intense because you kind of... I mean, every correct move, I mean, it just, the bat meter sort of just inched up. It's like, oh boy, I got a lot of moves to hit.
That bat meter stayed on there for a long time.
I thought overall, I think the only thing I was disappointed in was the Selena part. It just, I don't know, it's almost like, why did we even have her in the game kind of deal? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it was great early on, but it was like, Josie, just like, you know, you see her for 30 seconds in episode 4, I think, and then another 30 seconds.
Who are you talking about?
Selena, Catwoman.
Oh, okay. Well, I think they're just... That's kind of how Catwoman is, though, isn't she? Like, doesn't she just kind of pop in the Batman universe for, like, short periods of time and then just kind of heads out?
I suppose. Yeah. But I was just...
I mean, that's how it worked in the animated series, I remember. She just was kind of there for, like, an episode and then, like, you never saw her again.
Her whole speech was just one of those things that I'm just saying this so that you'll get angry with me and forget about me once I'm gone. Type of thing, because I still have feelings for you and I don't want to hurt you, type of thing.
Yeah. And it's just for sure. Hey, it happens. It happens. Yeah. Yeah. She was just expressing herself.
I just wish it was more of a, you had a chance, you know, it felt like, I mean, and it turns out I checked that later on, you really don't have a chance to, you know, to talk her into like a helping you out in the final battle or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not Catwoman's style. Catwoman is not... Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't... She tries to stay uninvolved as much as possible.
So, but,
that would
episode.
Be nice, though, to have... Yeah. Yeah.
I'm eager to hear...
Yeah. Batman is usually...
Did you, Steph, were you the one who went to Wayne Manor instead of Oswald Cobblepot?
Yep, that was me.
So you were the one without the tech.
That's right. Chris wasn't here last week.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, we have catching up to do, man. We have catching up to do. So wait. Give me like 2 seconds. Let me just bring up, let's see here. Chapter 4, Batman Telltale Choices. So, we need to... Chris, did you go for the phone in the asylum?
Yes.
That. For the phone?
I went for the phone.
Okay. Wow. Okay, all right. Let's stop the fight. Right, Franco, I think?
Yep, I stopped
the
fight.
And I had the chat with the West Coast chat with Michelle Mason, and then Kyle Matthews from Game Church was in there, Chris, on Sunday. But they all went for the phone as well.
Interesting. So, like, what do you, I think you end up either calling a, your lawyers or...
You can call your lawyer or call Gordon if you go for the phone.
Yep.
So who did you call?
I called Gordon.
Okay. Cool. Cool. Called Gordon, too, because they were like, you can't trust lawyers. Like, who are lawyers? Well, yeah, what I was saying is that every... What is that? Is that you? Who is that? It must be me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I keep hearing like bursts of music, and I think it's one of these sites I'm on. So. Oh, okay.
You losing your mind there?
Yeah.
And sorry. What are these voices telling you?
Let's see here. And my cat went to my room. Did you run the barricade, Chris, or did you pay off the enforcer?
I paid them off.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I ran the barricade. I ran that barricade. Did it. Got it done. And Alfred was like, Alfred was like, but sir, this isn't the Batmobile. Oh. So did you go as Bruce or go as Batman to talk to Harvey?
I went as Batman. Did I? Yes, I did.
Okay. I went as Bruce, and it just didn't end well. It just went horribly. So.
Yeah, I went as Batman as well.
Going as Bruce, Harvey has you dragged to the alley and has you, like, by two goons, and the goons try to kill you, but then Gordon steps in and saves you, and it's kind of embarrassing, really.
Nice.
Okay, so big choice. Did you go to Wayne Enterprises or did you go to Wayne Manor at the end?
I went to the manor.
Ooh.
All right.
So you lost, yeah. You lost the tech as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Franco went to, and as well as everyone else on the Sunday night chat, went to, I saw Arthur. I saw what's his face in trouble, and I was like, I need to go and save him. So, even though technically, according to the Batman universe, he has military training and he could defend himself, but I went anyways.
Yeah. Did you choose to owe the Joker a favor?
No. Okay. No. Heck no. Hold on a second.
Yes, that was interesting, the Joker part.
Okay. Yeah. No. Heck no, I'm not going to owe the Joker a favor. Are you kidding me? There's no way. No way. All right, so now that we got that covered, that's great. Okay, so you went to the manor, so we're good there. If you went to Enterprises, Franco, do you remember what happened?
Yes.
What happened?
Yes, you basically... kick Oswald's butt, have him arrested, leave him hanging, and then you arrive at the Wayne Manor to find it in flames, in fuego, as they say.
I love that.
And Harvey Dent says, what about Bruce Wayne? Well, we'll just tell everyone he put up a good fight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's how they left it. And then I guess the converse being, in start of chapter 5, either you two had to do something with Oswald Cobblepot, right?
Yes, we had to go to the park.
How did that turn out?
You'd go to the park, and then you had to distract Cobblepot so that Harvey could sneak behind and destroy the device that's controlling the drones.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Let's see. I got the coin, Cobblepot, distract, Cobblepot, don't distract it. Right.
So do you pick up with, how does that, I wonder how's that, I mean, then you end up back at Wayne Manor. Somehow, do you end up back at Wayne Manor with Harvey anyway?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you have to fight Harvey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you fight Harvey. Harvey gets arrested.
And then you have the choice of either Gordon. Sending him to jail or to Arkham.
Which, where do you send him, Chris?
I send him to Arkham.
Good. I don't trust Arkham, so I send him to jail. Even though that's not the plan for him. But he's going to escape either way. It's freaking Gotham City. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That's strange. I don't. You catch the coin, right?
No. There was no choice to check. There was no choice to catch a coin.
Oh, see, in my world, Harvey is executing hostages one by one. You come in and he just gets done shooting a cop. Then he grabs his secretary and gets ready to kill her. And then I find out later on, it is a true 50-50 chance. Well, I've seen both videos where she gets shot or she doesn't get shot. Like, Harvey kind of temporarily snaps out of it and lets her go. And then you have a verbal, depending on your verbal exchanges with him, you distract him and Alfred takes control of two drones because you still have your tech. And they take out two snipers on the balcony. And then you work your way up the stairs, confront Harvey. And depending on your responses, you sort of like talk him into it. He starts to try to kill himself. And he goes to flip a coin and you snatch it out of the air.
Yeah.
Well, that's so intense.
Yeah. And there's another choice whether or not you put the coin in your pocket or throw it away. And if you throw it away, it goes over the stair railing and it's like three stories up. He jumps over the railing, falls, knocks himself out, and you cart him away. If you put it in his pocket, he sort of just has a mental breakdown and they cart him away.
Whoa.
See, it was interesting for me because Harvey still wasn't disfigured.
Yeah.
And he comes in and he has Alfred's trying to hold him off with a shotgun, and then his guards surround Alfred, and then you're kind of like sneaking in the other room, and then you start taking out the guards, and then Harvey pulls out a gun that has explosive rounds, so it's like you're running after Harvey's trying to shoot you, and you're running to avoid the bullets, and then finally I can't remember what happens, but you do something and it jams the gun, and then the gun explodes and it ends up like burning the left half of his body, but not his face.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So he's still not Two-Face?
Well, he's still not disfigured in his face, but like his left arm and left side is all burnt. Which is kind of interesting.
After his face was not burned at all.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Freaking interesting.
Yeah.
I was going to say, in a oddly cruel but satisfactory way, I'm glad that I disfigured Harvey. It helped to relate to him as Two-Face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this instance, he's just a mentally unstable mayor of right. Gotham City.
Wow. Wow. And like with Franco with yours, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Like I kind of wish that kind of makes me want to play chapter 4 again. Or I guess chapter 3 again.
Oh, 4, yeah.
To make that decision. Yeah. I'd have to play chapter 4. Play chapter 4 again to have that in chapter 5 because it sounds pretty epic. I mean, unlike Cobblepot, it was very kind of like just went there and talked to him. And, I mean, did you have the choice to go as Batman or as Bruce Wayne? No. It was just as Bruce Wayne, right, Chris?
For...
To talk to Cobblepot?
Yeah. Yeah, because it was basically because he had the devices that would disable the suit anyway, and that
right.
Like he said that that Bruce would be able to talk to him, and
yeah, that's kind what of I thought.
Because he wouldn't expect Bruce Wayne to show up. That's the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, at the beginning of. One other thing is one of the hostages is the main news reporter, not Vicky Vale, the guy on TV does the news reading.
Oh, really?
And you rescue him, and he says, "I'll make sure everyone in Gotham knows that you do it as Bruce Wayne, you don't do it as Batman."
Oh.
Yes. All this is done as Bruce Wayne, yeah, in the mansion.
It's crazy. Yeah. I kind of want to see that. That's crazy. That's like the one choice in the entire game. I'm like, yeah, I'd play it again just to see that piece. Yeah, the Cobblepot one was just kind of it was. I thought.
Yeah.
Talking with Cobblepot, because then he just gets upset. Like, your whole thing is you're supposed to say things to him to try and distract him from noticing Gordon up in the bushes, like above the little garden area. And so you're just trying to say things that'll distract him. And at the end, you're like, you're right. It's my fault. And, blame you. And, anyways, but. Yeah, and then Gordon, takes him down, but kind of anticlimactic. But
and then if I remember, what's the next choice? I forget.
You're talking with Alfred,
right?
And I mean, it's not that big of a choice, but did you guys kind of sweep it under the rug? Like, the choices were, all that matters is, because Alfred's saying it was his fault, it's my fault, blah blah blah, and so you have the choice to either say, like, all that matters is fixing it, I wish you had, meaning that I wish you had told me, or you're not to blame, or you could say nothing.
I went with the all that matters is we fix this.
I said, you're not to blame.
Good. Which, that was actually a popular answer, I noticed, when it showed me the stats at the end. Like, a lot of people answered that.
Well, he, Alfred calmed down quite a bit and, like, thanked you for saying that.
Yeah.
And it was basically like a father-son moment.
Aww. So. Oh, Alfred. And then it goes on to, let's see here. Selena. So you meet Selena out in the highway. She just kind of, you guys have a little chat, a little tit for tat, as it were.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried everything I could to keep it going, but
he's like, "Stay, I beg you."
Yeah, you mean to me, emotions.
Get on your knees, Bruce. Get on your knees.
Do you end up kissing her?
No, I don't know how I saw that. That happens, and I'm like, I thought I did everything possible.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Just like real life, I thought I did everything possible.
Oh my God, freak out!
And it just ends up with a. A cordial adios and in the next life.
It didn't even give you the option to kiss her?
No. Even though I said I loved her.
Oh my God.
Did you did you tell her that you know that's not true, or that's all you are?
I said you know that's not true.
Yes, he did. He's trying to woo this woman. He's trying to get her to stay.
One of those questions I must have.
Yeah, you must have messed up on.
That is so funny. I played it very, I mean, like, I didn't blame, I mean, I didn't blame her, you know, and then I was like, you know, that's not true. I tried to build her up in that she was more than just a thief, you know, which, you know, because she's trying to put on this, like, tough girl act and trying to be like, I don't care. I'm just, you know, I don't care about any of this. I don't care about you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, chick, whatever. And yeah, it gave me the option to kiss her. And I went for it. I went for it.
I guess if you're a butthole towards her, you get to kiss her.
I was nice to her and I got that option.
Oh, I don't know.
But I did not tell her that I loved her.
I didn't either. Maybe that's the thing.
Shied her away.
I thought that was a little too.
You scared her away.
It was too soon, Frank.
Came out a little too hard there.
Oh, jeez.
A little too desperate.
Yep. The smell of desperation was all over me.
That was it. I swear that was it, Franco. Oh my god, that's so funny. That's so funny, man. I'm so sorry.
Mental note: play hard ball. Okay. Got it.
Especially with a woman like Selena. Yeah, she's not.
Yeah, I guess. I think I told her that. They give me back the advice because that's not, you know, she doesn't need to cheat. You know, she's, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Try to play to her ego, yeah.
It's basically, it's above you to do that.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
All right, moving on.
That's enough for Franco. All right, so, pretty much, then it's not too long after that when everything starts picking up and... because now it's getting to the fight when I'm looking at now, but at one point you find out why Vicky Vale is the way she is as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a real nasty turn on the Vales, yeah.
I know that they seemed like, you know, you're thinking, okay, well, Vicky Vale was just a bad apple, but then, you know, how did he get there?
You solved the billiard room puzzle, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, then you analyze the data. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because Alfred was flashing his glasses at the camera.
Alfred was held hostage. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because, and I think that because you weren't here last week, Chris, but Sammy, who is like the big Batman guy, he was like that he didn't like how Alfred was portrayed in this because, you know, Alfred is in the comics, he has this military background. Like he's like tough stuff. But in this one, like they really play him as like an old man.
Yeah.
Like he has, I mean, like, you know, he's brave, I guess, you know, because he does try to fight back a couple of times and try, you know, and he is smart, but it never hints at him being like, you know.
Yeah, it did feel a little off that, like, he would be captured that easily and all this other stuff. And it's just, yeah, I don't know.
And they definitely played him like, you know, just an old butler.
Yeah.
You know, but, But yeah, so yeah, so they yeah, and so you followed them there and you found torture room for their children, which was unfortunate.
Yeah.
So yeah. I kind of gave you a little insight into why Vicky Vale is the way she is. Which I kind of, you know, I mean, I didn't figure into the Vales torturing her, but I kind of figured that there was some kind of like tragic backstory because there always is, you know, there's always some kind of like, neglect.
Yeah.
So
the only thing that was like a now I'm thinking about it in retrospect, that kind of an A to C jump over a step. It's like, okay, I get all that. I get, you know, she was abused, you know, by the Vales and all that.
Yeah.
But how did she get these, like, the Thunder Stick and the boots where she levitates, and how do we go from that to that?
Well, it's all tech, I'm sure, isn't it?
I'm just assuming it's all tech, but
how did she?
Can we get a little backstory?
You know,
on
wasn't
how?
It? Yeah. Didn't Cobblepot help her out with that stuff?
Oh, he probably did.
Probably, yeah.
You're right. I think I remember a mention of that somewhere.
Yeah, because like, Cobblepot was her number two.
Yes.
So. Yeah. I mean, because she's heavily armed. She's ready for, when you get to that fight thing, and then she has the levitating boots. I'm like, holy God, she's legit. What is that? I want some of those. I want some of those boots that levitate. It's amazing.
Did she cut her hair too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
All right.
Sure, I mean, either she cut her hair or she was wearing a wig. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's for... So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why... Yeah, I mean, because I was thinking, oh, well, she has to cut her hair to wear the mask. But then she had the mask on earlier and she still had her long hair. So maybe she was just wearing a wig. I don't know.
So did you take your cowl off or did you attack her?
Franco, what did you do?
I took the cowl off.
I did too.
I did too.
And you want to know what happens if you don't?
We don't have an attack, Vicky. We don't have a...
I looked it up out of curiosity.
Well, it says that, I'm looking at here. It says instant attack results in Alfred, losing an eye.
Yep.
No! Which is seen in the shortcut scene at the end of the mission. If you want to keep Alfred whole, show your real face. Oh, poor Alfred.
So that's the thing. If you show your cow, you lose a part of your ear.
Yeah.
And if not, Alfred loses an eye.
Weird. That's such a weird, you know, things to come out of that fight with. Yeah. Like, oh, I lost an eye, or I lost a part of my ear. But
I'm sure he can get it to grow back with his brain tech.
Definitely. Well, and probably Alfred's eye too.
Yeah.
At least a decent looking prosthetic. I mean.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Alfred could be the next cyborg.
I actually really debate over that decision because I was like, I'm sitting there like staring at my TV and I was like, I don't know which one to choose because I've never known Batman like removing his cowl for people. You know what I mean? Like, I've never known Batman being like, yes, let me show you my true face.
Yeah.
I worried that was a little, I was like, oh, well, it's a little out of character, I think. But I thought for the circumstance, since she knew Bruce and I think she was already kind of coming to the conclusion. I think she would have came to the conclusion anyways, because he was showing so much. Like, he was genuinely, you know, concerned about his well-being. And at that point, she was like, oh, well, you're showing a lot of concern for this old butler, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, she's going to figure it out anyways, so let's just go for it.
Yeah, I kind of figured, the way she was talking about Bruce, I figured maybe taking the... And it actually played into that, taking that off. She's kind of shocked.
She was genuinely shocked.
So I thought, I thought that would be the effect, and they were good.
Yeah, and then I thought for sure she was going to get out of there alive at the end, too. I was like, no, you cannot let her walk out of here, you idiot.
Yeah.
Well, a classic, the comic book, well, did she?
Right.
You just see the stones fall. You didn't, you know.
That's true. That's very true.
I was waiting for the scene with like a hand underneath the stone. You know,
maybe she has like transformational, transformative abilities, and like turn into a cockroach or something, and like that's a good point. I don't know. I mean, she could be magic. Who knows? She could have studied with like Ra's al Ghul or something, you know?
Yep, vanish in the thin air.
Transform. Or just vanish in the thin air for sure. Yeah, so remove the cowl, and then the epic battle that almost put Chris to sleep happens. I liked it. I was enthralled by it. I mean, I thought, here's one thing I have to say about the series, and maybe I just noticed this because I'm kind of, you know, because I'm into cinematography and camera angles and that sort of thing, but the cinematography in this game series is on point. I think they did an excellent job with just their camera angles. And just the pacing of their, like, their cuts and stuff in between shots. That I think they did very good with that. And so that's what I probably enjoyed the most out of it, was just the aesthetic quality of it. Definitely wasn't the gameplay, because again, as with the rest of the game, you're just pressing buttons, you know, and just pressing up or over or Q plus X.
The thing I couldn't stand was that near the end, they got a little fancy with what buttons to press, and yes, they ended up going behind the characters.
Yes.
So it's like, what was I supposed to press?
Yeah, they started getting fancy, and I think that they were like, you could make it, like, if you could get these, because they were really quick there at one point. Like, it was like, boom, boom, boom. And I'm thinking, I cannot process information that quickly, guys.
For once, I did not die. I made it through that fight pretty good.
I didn't die with her, but I died with something else that was completely stupid. It was earlier on in the chapter.
What are the traps?
No, it wasn't with the traps, which was crazy. Like, but that was cool too, with her kind of, with the whole trap thing. Even though I'm like, there's traps like in the underground of Gotham City. Like, what kind of?
Who devises this? Who built this?
Some kind of like ancient tomb under Gotham City.
Yeah, when you were in the Tomb Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah.
But
I saw on YouTube, I luckily made it, but I don't know how. You're going down the steps into the basement.
Yeah.
And you trip the trap.
Yeah.
And I jumped out of the way, but I saw on YouTube what happens if you don't. The shotgun goes off, and you just like,
oh, I was yelling at the television because, like, he's going down into that basement or into down the cellar or wherever he's going, and I saw the tripwire, like, as the camera, because at first the camera shows, like, from down at the bottom of the steps, and I was like, there's a tripwire there.
I thought it was, like, a visual glitch, but I'm like, no, there's going to be something right there.
It's a tripwire.
Yeah.
And then it turns around, and Bruce just, or Batman just goes down, and I'm like, they're on the steps. How do you not? And then, sure enough, the tripwire goes off. And I was like, oh my gosh, I told you. I was literally arguing with it. But, yeah. So I enjoyed the vibe. Yeah, that one part where it gets crazy with the buttons, like, I guess they were just, I don't know. I would like to know, because I don't think I hit them all. I think I missed those really quick ones. I know I did, because I was like, whoa, 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 hey.
Yeah.
Maybe it gave you a special, you know, trophy or something if you hit them. I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah.
I checked out, again, checked out the video on YouTube. It looks like, because the guy posted a video of every time you could fail. And it looks like it was like on the fight, it was like, I don't know, 65-70% you had to hit, but there was still a good 20-30% you could miss, and you still make the move.
Sure,
Because, you know, he did one where you make every move, and they did one where you just intentionally didn't touch the controller. And some of the moves you still executed, even though he wasn't touching the controller.
Right. Which you kind of got that with the rest of the game, too. Because I've talked about that before, how it seems like, you know.
But there are some that are crucial, apparently, that if you miss them, you're going to get, you know, killed.
Good. You know, have some kind of consequence. So the fight ends, and you're just kind of like, ooh, this is nice. And then she almost walks out of the freaking tomb. Right. Just saunters, and then...
Splat.
Yeah.
Then you're having a shot of whiskey with Alfred.
Yes, you're having a shot of whiskey with Alfred. You're enjoying your success.
God. The audio for that was driving me crazy because they're in a room, not a cathedral. And the echo was just so out of place.
Probably. Headphones, I didn't notice the echo, but yeah, it was probably crazy. Just me. Yeah.
I was reading a lot. Did you really want to know a sad part of this? If you didn't take your cowl off and Alfred loses his eye.
Yeah.
He's got a patch on, he has like no depth perception, he knocks over his whiskey.
Jeez.
And it's like
Alfred.
It's like tugging at your heartstrings, like, oh man, I really screwed up Alfred.
Alfred. Poor guy. That's funny. So you the end to join the conference as Bruce Wayne or to go as Batman, who did you go as?
Same here, Batman. I figured Batman would have more impact.
I didn't go as Batman ever. I went as Bruce Wayne.
Well, I mean, you know, Batman, again. What is it? He's the hero you need, not the hero you deserve, or whatever, however that goes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I figured Batman's going to be better to show his face than Bruce Wayne.
Well, I see if you went as Batman that... Well, I chose Bruce Wayne just because the entire game has been pretty much about Bruce Wayne, more so than Batman. And so I was like, well, this is... Bruce's fight because it is his parents. I mean, it's Batman's parents too. It's the same person, but in the public eye, you know, this is Bruce's, you know, because he's the one that has been in the public eye as far as the game goes. I see that if you win as Batman, that the madman, as they say, attacked Commissioner Gordon.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the other thing too was that Alfred, I think it was Alfred, or it was the caption underneath the pictures, basically saying, you go as Batman, or how did it go? It's like,
the picture I'm looking at has the choice, and then under it says, and one is your something, and then one is who you truly believe you are.
Yeah, and I think with Batman, Bruce Wayne really is Batman, and Bruce Wayne is more of the alter ego.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
And you know, that's the other reason why I did choose Batman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
I agree with that. I debated over the decision because I knew that, and I was like, I know Batman is his true identity, but Well, if you win as Bruce, then the madman attacked you.
Yeah.
Like, he just went after you. Just drove that van right towards you.
Who did you, I understand, who did you choose to give your money to?
Oh, that choice isn't in here. I forgot about that.
It's a subtle difference. And if you go as Batman, you tell Gordon how you would like to proceed, whether or not you want to work in the shadows.
Oh.
You want to work hand in hand with GCPD. I forget what the third choice was, but yeah. I said work with the GCPD, you know, hand in hand. Yeah.
The choice with Bruce was you could either give money to enforce the police department, or you could give money to enforce Arkham Asylum, to make Arkham Asylum better. And since my whole rant this entire game has been against Arkham Asylum, I chose Arkham Asylum.
Wow. I just thought you were going to say you gave it to the police department.
Well, I don't think the problem with Gotham City is not the police. It's police. You know, I mean, there seems, right. So in other words, if I give my money to the police, I'm pretty much embedding about half the criminals in Gotham City anyways. But anyways. But yeah, so I went with Arkham Asylum. We're going to make it better. We're going to make it better, guys. We're going to build this thing up.
Were you surprised what he said? Because I was watching just to check it out, you know, to see how what happens on that option. And I was kind of shocked because when you say, I want to help, you know, Arkham, it's like, then he says, well, we're not going to build a new medical center. We're going to rehab Arkham. And I'm like, well, right. Wouldn't it have been better to build a new medical center?
Well, I don't think, was it a medical center or was it a new, like, health, like, I understood it, the way that he phrased it to me, at least in the moment, it sounded like they were going to build a new mental health facility.
That's what it sounded like.
And not really just like a hospital, but like a mental health facility, like Arkham. But what he was saying was, we're not going to, you know, build this new one. We're going to use the money instead to strengthen Arkham because, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
At least that's what I got.
Yeah, there's orderlies need.
Hospital, yeah, that would be bad. I would, yeah. Sometimes we need new hospitals too, but.
And the part that I enjoyed the game very much, you know, but the part that I can't remember if either Wolfman or the Wolf Among Us or The Walking Dead did this at the very, did you go to the very end where it told you about your overall decisions?
I think that was Walking Dead.
Yeah, I don't think it didn't do overall decisions with this one.
Yes, it did.
Did it?
Because I got my results.
No.
Yeah, it. I guess if it was a button or another tab over, and it gave me my overall. Now I should have wrote down all the choices.
Is that just a compilation of all your choices in the game?
Yeah, like now I forget what I wrote down, what I did, and I can't remember what the opposite on the scale was. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, gotcha.
So I was like 88% merciful. And I don't know what the other side was.
I'm going to turn that back on and see if I can pull that back up.
I mean, this game too was kind of buggy throughout as well.
Yes.
So
there was like no end to, you know, get out of the game. It was sort of just like to close the application.
Yeah, or it's weird. Like it would just like the credits would just disappear and you were just stuck with the background.
Yeah. Yeah. Like some, at least, and I think you guys talked about it too, was that some lagging issues as far as like kind of
especially in the when you started an episode, like the animation was lagging quite a bit.
That was it. I didn't notice it for a couple, but then like with this one, especially with the fifth episode, like it happened towards the beginning, and I was like, oh, is it going to be like this the entire time? But thank goodness it wasn't.
Yeah.
So.
All right, I'm getting to a video now, trying to find out where the end.
But they did leave it open for new games. I know that you're excited about that, Stanton.
Yes, with the Joker, yeah.
Yeah, Stanton's going to totally be into all of this, going to totally buy them.
Yeah.
Be safe. Okay. Yeah, you say file them in where comic books are sold, and then it should go to. Let's see, this guy didn't do it. Knucklehead.
Probably stats didn't know.
Stats. Talking to server. Okay, hold on. Maybe he did do it. I'll take it back. Nope.
Yeah.
Stats and credits. Hold on. I'm trying to. Because merciful, and there was cunning and something else, and then. Collaborative or like you acted all alone, so I was 67%
collaborative.
And then
good.
And then 80% compassionate. I can't remember. It doesn't say. Jeez.
Yeah, I was probably similar because I.
Oh, now we're gonna have to fire up the PS4.
I spared people except for breaking. Killing me. Except for breaking the thief's arm in chapter 1.
Right. Yeah, I really liked that part because it was like, oh, at least I know now overall how my, you know, my decisions went. Uh-oh, you spilled something.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was just thinking we have to do scoring.
Oh.
Since the game's over.
That's true.
Scoring,
yes.
And I guess I'll just combine this with the West Coast scoring on Sunday. First up, Franco. So give me a score and your general thoughts.
I liked it. Give it about an 8. If I had to, if you know, looking at the three telltale, I would put this number 2 behind Walking Dead. And I would hate to say the Wolf Among Us would have to be number 3.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but overall, as a game, about an 8.
Okay.
My turn?
Good. Yes.
All right, so... I don't really have much to say about this game. I'm not a huge Batman fan. So I don't know if that's what really affected me not getting heavily involved into it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just felt like the whole time that there was something missing, and the changes that they had made to the characters and like the canon just kind of threw me off a bit. And it was... I don't know. I just couldn't get into it. So it's like, I got to give it a 6.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, there it is. Batman season overview. It's after the statistic on episode 5. Get my season overview. So the two sides of the bar are either... Oh. This is even different. Self-reliant or collaborative? I was... why is it all 50-50? Oh, it reset the stats.
Oh, well, so much for that.
Well, it was either self-reliant or collaborative. I was 67% collaborative. Brutal or merciful? I was 88% merciful. Yeah. And cunning or honest. So I was 54. I was right on the border. And pragmatic or compassionate. I was 80% compassionate. So.
Very cool. I'll have to check that out.
I don't know. Maybe the stats reset for you, too. If it's all 50, you're going to have to play the whole game.
Oh, Lord. Great. I'm going to give this game, I think I'm going to go with Franco and give it an 8. I enjoyed the story, I think, just because it focused more on Bruce Wayne than on Batman. Again, I'm kind of with you, Chris. Like, it's not that I don't like, turn that off. It's not that I don't like Batman. It's just, I've never been that into him. I'm a Superman girl, so you know.
Really? Wow.
But I enjoyed the story because it focused more on Bruce Wayne. I think because that's kind of uncommon with the Batman franchise. Like, you don't usually get that focus on Bruce Wayne. It's usually mostly Batman, which makes sense because he considers Batman his true identity, but inside of things, I guess. But man behind the mask. Photographer was great. The music I thought was really good in the series. As well as I thought the voice acting was pretty good as well. 8. And it was a little bit buggy in some places, surprisingly, for a Telltale game. Like, you know, and but enjoyed it. It surprised me. I didn't think that I would like it as much as I did.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
there's no dogs in this game.
There's no dogs. No dogs.
So that's why it also gets a low score for me.
That's there you why go. It's a low yes. score. No dogs.
An
oh
automatic
gosh.
Point deduction.
Yes, exactly.
In 5 episodes, there was not a dog one.
Not a single one.
Wow, that's impressive. That's almost like anti-dog.
I know.
I think they have a problem with dogs.
There's a question for Sunday. If Batman had a dog, what kind of dog would it be?
Oh, it would obviously be a Pomeranian.
Obviously. Yeah, so going with my 8, that's my thoughts. But I enjoyed it. I'm glad to have played the game. It honestly probably be one of my favorite, besides like the animated series, probably one of my favorite iterations of like Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne wasn't really shown that much in the Batman series, in the animated series, which is what I equate as Batman. My favorite iterations of Bruce Wayne that I've seen in anything. And that's saying a lot.
Okay.
But, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I wish there was more gameplay. Honestly. Yeah. I like Telltale games in that the stories are always great and the cinematography's great and the sound and the music's always good. Voice acting's top-notch. Yes, it's okay if you think about it as almost like watching like a 2-hour movie. Like, you're not, you know, you're involved, I guess, a little bit, but not enough to be like, but yeah. So I guess I would almost want maybe a little more interaction here, you know, with the Telltale games, but yeah. That's how they roll, so to people love it, so, you know, it's okay. It's all right. I wouldn't want to play like a whole series of Telltale games, you know. Yeah, but good. And I would probably play if they came out with a sequel.
Yeah,
it should be interesting.
Yeah. Be interesting to see where they take the story and. So, yeah, so it's 906. Wow. Yeah, so our next game is Orwell. I don't know if you guys have heard of Orwell.
Yep.
At all. I have played a bit of it already, and I find it enthralling. You know, it's very... It's kind of similar to something like Her Story in a way. I mean, it's not the same game, but, you know, you're doing kind of that clue work to where you're listening to things and reading things and putting it all together. And as you go through, there's a story that you're following. Yeah, it's interactive. It's kind of like you're doing all this on your desktop to kind of make it a little bit more personal. So far, I'm enjoying myself, and we are playing first, second. It's broken down into episodes. The first episode is really quick in that it kind of gives you an overview of how to play and what to do and how to look at the articles and how to connect the data. It's really quick. Within the second and the third episode are more like, well, and the, there's five episodes total. So, you know, the first one's really quick and it's kind of more of an introduction. And then the other ones are more, a little more open in that there's not as much guidance. It takes a little bit longer. But I would say that we'll probably go the number. We'll probably do 1, 2, and 3, for next week. So it should be about, it all depends on what you do. I mean, I like to like read things and like, cause you know, it has articles to look through. Like you can just go through the article and connect the data, like, because it does highlight the data that you can connect. So you can do it quickly, or you can actually read everything and it takes a little bit longer. seeing things, and if you're reading the articles that you're connecting the data with and reading everything that you're seeing, it might take you about two and a half hours, 2 hours and 40 minutes. It quicker, probably maybe an hour and a half to an hour and 45.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, I am about done with chapter, or I just finished chapter 2, and I'm about 2 hours in. Took me about an hour for chapter 2. So, but I read a lot of stuff. So, yeah, I was trying to, let's see here. In case you want to know, it's only, well, it's PC and Apple, but it's only computer, unfortunately. Yeah, that's the to the Steam site for it. Yeah, I'm excited. It's different. It's not, you know, it'll be more of a gameplay kind of like discussion sort of thing than like intense story, but it's interesting. It's interesting.
Huh.
Yeah, and so that will be next week, so on the 4th of April.
Sounds first. Like a plan.
That's the first. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Okay, well, it is now 9:10, so I'm going to let you guys go.
All right.
I'll see you next week.
Yep.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Have a good one.